them, then this repentance would have been sufficient for them all. This is a sincere repentance. Look at kifr from Bani Israel. The hadith is from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. He says, I heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 7 times. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, كان الكفر من بني إسرائيل لا يتورع من ذنب أمله. That kifr from Bani Israel, his name was Kifr and he was from Bani Israel. He would never refrain from committing sin. He loved and enjoyed committing sin. فأتته امرأة فأعطاها 60 دينارا على أن يطأها. One day, a woman came to him and he gave her 60 dinar so that he could commit the sin, adultery with her. فلما قعد منها مقعد الرجل من امرأتي أرعدت وبكت. When he was on the verge of committing this sin, this woman began to cry. She began to cry. He said to her, ما يبكيك؟ أكرهتك؟ And why do you cry? Have I forced you? I have not forced you, you have agreed. She replied, لا. ولكنه أمل ما عملته كت وما حملني عليه إلا الحاجة. You have not forced me, but this is such a sin that I have never committed. And the only reason I agreed is because of poverty and because of hard times, because there is no food and water at home. This is the only reason I have agreed to commit this sin. He let her go. He was so affected by her words and by this woman that he repented. And he said, Wallahi, la a'si Allah ba'daha abada. He said, oh Allah, I will never be disobedient to you after today. فَمَاتَ مِنْ لَيْلَتِهِ فَأَسْبَهَ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَى بَابِهِ قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْرِ. He died that very night after repentance. His repentance was so sincere that it was written on his door the next morning that Allah has forgiven kifr. This is how our repentance should be, my brothers and sisters. No matter how many times you have committed sin, even after repentance, if one through ignorance, through forgetfulness, commits sin, at the end of the day, we are all humans. But the best man, وَخَيْرُ الْخَتَّائِينَ التَّوَابُونَ, is one who repents. The Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِذَنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That the believers are those when they commit sin, they turn to Allah and they remember Allah and they seek forgiveness because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. My brothers and sisters, no matter how many times you commit sin, as long as your repentance, you are sincere in your repentance, then I guarantee you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna abdan aznaba dhanban, faqala rabbi aznabtu faghfiru. That a person committed a sin, he repented and turned to Allah and he said to Allah, O Allah, I have committed a sin, so forgive it. فَقَالَ رَبُّهُ أَعْلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, does my servant know that he has a Lord who forgives sins if he wishes and also punishes if he wishes? غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي, I have forgiven him. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. After a period, he committed another sin, the second sin. He turned again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, رَبِّ أَذْنَبْتُ فَاغْفِرُهُ. Oh Allah, I have committed a sin again, so forgive him. His repentance was sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet again said, أَعْلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ ذَنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ. Does my servant know that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes if he wishes? غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي, I have forgiven him again. Yet again, after another period, he commits a third sin. Yet again, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Wallahi, I have committed a sin. Allah forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet again says, أَعْلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخِذُ بِهِ غَفَرْتُ لِأَبْدِي فَلْيَفْعَلْ مَا شَاءَ. Does my servant know that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes if he wishes? I have forgiven my servant. He can do what he pleases. No matter how many times you commit sin, my brothers and sisters, the door of repentance is open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our repentance is sincere,